Okay.
Подготовка к уроку.
Preparation for the lesson.
Шамати, нет никого, кроме него.
Шамати, none else besides him.
Написано.
It says.
Нет никого, кроме него.
There is none else besides him.
Что означает, что нет никакой,
which means that there is no other force in the world that will have the ability to do something against the Creator. And that a person sees that there are things in the world and forces in the world that deny the upper household, the reason is that this is his will. And it is deemed a correction called the left rejects and the right adducts. Meaning that which the left rejects is considered correction. This means that there are things in the world which to begin with aim to divert a person from the right way and by which he is rejected from sanctity. And the benefit from the rejections is that through them a person receives a need and a complete desire for the Creator to help him, since he sees that otherwise he is lost. Not only does he not progress in his work, but he sees that he regresses. That is, he lacks the strength to observe Torah and mitzvot even in lolishma. That only by genuinely overcoming all the obstacles above reason can he observe the Torah and mitzvot, but he does not always have the strength to overcome above reason. Otherwise, he is forced to deviate, God forbid, from the way of the Creator, even from lolishma. And he who always feels that the shattered is greater than the whole, meaning that there are many more descents than ascents, and he does not see an end to these states, and he will forever remain outside of holiness, for he sees that it is difficult for him to observe even a little as a jot, unless by overcoming above reason. But he is not always able to overcome, and what shall be the end? Then he comes to the decision that no one can help him but the Creator himself. This causes him to make a heartfelt demand that the Creator will open his heart and eyes and truly bring him nearer to eternal adhesion with God. I'm at your service. Hello, everyone. Hello, Rav. Everyone has translation? Yes. Okay, good. Today, there are women from the whole world, Kli present, from different regions, Russia, Europe, North and South America. This meeting, there were many questions during the Congress, morning lesson. You just have to know that I have time till 12. Okay, we'll do our best. And if Elena can give the intro.
I feel that this is a golden opportunity. We are women from all over the world. Very soon we will be going home, and we really want to continue our work as women in the best possible way.
Значит, это у нас золотая возможность.
Okay, I understand, but quickly.
У вас есть записанные вопросы?
You have written down questions. Let's start.
Нужно сказать, что мы сейчас зададим вопросы, которые записаны.
We'll ask questions that were written down, that were asked before and afterwards. A bit less courtesy, and let's get to business. What is a woman's tent? What is its goal? There's no difference between the men's and women's tents, if women want it. For them it's a bit harder, but it's psychological on the animalistic level. On the spiritual level, we're the same. Men and women have to overcome their ego, and it's the same. The entire problem is to overcome the animalistic ego, which is different for women than for men. It's also harder, but also easier. There are specific differences between the different kinds of egos for men and women on the animalistic level. We have the first, second, third, and fourth levels. So the first, second, and third. These are natural levels. This is our nature. This is our world. Our world, this world.
Or lover, lover world. А это уже наоборот, это уже upper.
And this is the lower world and this is the upper world.
Так вот, на этом уровне, на первом, втором, третьем, мы одинаковые.
So on these levels, first, second, third, we're the same.
Мы разные мужчины и женщины по своему... По своему психологическому состоянию.
So we're different psychologically wise.
Там у мужчины, внутри мужчины мужская и женская часть, внутри женщины.
Inside the men there is the male and female parts, and inside the women there is the male and female parts, and on the spiritual level they're the same. And there were women Kabbalists even greater than men.
Как приоритеты правильно расставить в работе в десятке?
Now, how to correctly prioritize the work in the tens regarding supporting the men, dissemination, this, that? Women have to think whether they're ready for the tens. Because in the meantime, they can replace the tens by helping the men.
У нас есть класс женский, да? Вы знаете это?
We have a women's class here on this story. And they study with us. They organized the ten, but when I offered them, I fought with the men a long time about this. I recommended that the women take all of our work and broadcast and so on, and they started working in the broadcast, in the broadcasting rooms, video and so on, and they said that they feel much better there. That they can serve the men there and to transmit it all to the world clearly, that they feel that they are perfectly realizing their goal, their purpose. That on the one hand, they get all this media from the men, they work it through and give it into the world. By this, they feel that they are realizing themselves. And this is something that they feel. So I'd like to say that it's possible. And there are those that say, no, we want to be in the tents. Therefore, I wouldn't start pressuring everyone to get into the tents. If you want this, fine. You want that, no problem. Women have many ways of how to advance in spirituality. And the main thing is that you don't get confused. I'm going to tell you what I can, and you don't philosophize about it. Women cannot connect like the men. True. What actions can help women acknowledge or achieve the same intensity of connection like men? They can't. In our world, on the levels of 1, 2, and 3, the women cannot connect like the men do. They can't. Men, they can sleep together. They can do whatever together. Women can't. Each woman is an individual, unique being. And on the spiritual level, yes, there, above our corporeal ego, there is a completely different level. There, the men and women can be equal in their work. Is it possible to work in the tens right now on that fourth level? The fourth level is above your own ego. How can women achieve this degree? Just like men do it, so do women. This is already directed at the Creator. And this is directed at yourself. So this is the ego, and this is already something spiritual. And here we have the Creator. So you have to try. But on the spiritual level, it's all going to be the same. The Torah is the same for men and women. And the Torah, there are things written for men and things that are written for women, but it means the inner man and woman inside a person. Everyone feels lonely, and I don't know, this is rubbish. I don't want to deal with corporeal psychology. Okay, Anya, please.
Okay, so a question in English. The tens have been a very successful experiment. At the same time, a lot of women are now busy with readings during the day instead of investing into the dissemination. So the question is, what's the importance of dissemination in comparison to the work in a ten? How can women be active in a ten and also fulfill our role as women in dissemination?
Десятки, упражнения десяток, дежурство десяток – это был очень удачный эксперимент. В то же самое время большое количество женщин сейчас тратит время на то, чтобы читать вместе какие-то отрывки в течение дня, вместо того, чтобы вкладывать в распространение. Вопрос. Что более важно? Распространение по сравнению с работой в десятке или наоборот? То есть как женщины могут быть активны в десятке, а также выполнять свою женскую роль в распространении?
Если есть возможность распространять,
if there is an opportunity to disseminate, it's more
производительный для женщин.
It's more creative or it's better work for women than in the ten. Any kind of possible work in dissemination is more effective for their spiritual advancement.
Какие критерии должны быть при включении женщины в десятку? И при каких условиях может быть переход из одной десятки в другую?
When can a woman cross from one ten to another, or how does it work? The same as for women. The behavior in tens is the same for men and women. But again, I'm telling you, for women, if it's impossible, if it's not actual, if it's not current, work in dissemination, support the men, wherever you can do it. Like, they're the women that are sitting upstairs in the broadcasting rooms, disseminate, write blogs, articles, whatever. The main thing is that it will go from you into the world. Women are asking, is it possible to form new tens with framework that is active for... Dear, I don't know. Don't ask me such things. And men don't ask me either. I don't tell them anything about it. You're now going to ask me about the tens, such things, and all the questions are going to be about that. So immediately, don't ask those questions. I'm telling you about it. You want to do it. You don't want to do it. You want to do it like the men. That's it. Otherwise, these are endless questions. You can't satisfy the female desire. Okay, so a question from Los Angeles. Look, I'm not kidding, because it's simply impossible. Women from Los Angeles write that they're in their tens. And that 10 consists of friends from the campuses. In Europe, they're from the campuses and virtual tents. How do you work with all that? I don't know. I'm telling you the truth, I don't know. I don't know. The thing is that it seems to me that there's no difference what 10 am I currently in. Now I'm in this 10, then I'm in that 10, then in another one. During the day I can be in 10 different 10s. What's the difference? I can be in English, Latin, Russian, whatever 10, and in different languages, with different friends, with different mentalities. because I want, with the help of these tens, to rise above myself. So what difference does it make? I have to yield towards them, accept them as my ninth sefirot, and I am the tenth. So it doesn't matter who to be with. And also for the men, I'm saying the same. Gather in the morning, this is a ten, great. This is yours, this is that. As you come and sit, get organized in tens accordingly. But they said we have a different problem. If we get organized this way, then those men that didn't come to the lesson, they fall out and no one calls them up. They drop out and, you know, no one sees that they dropped out. So in the meantime, they left their current, their steady tens. But in general, what's the difference? I can collect a ten, make it out of different people from all over the world. What's the right way to include the new students into the tens? Should they have separate tens, or better to include them in the existing tens, but you have to prepare them for it? Meaning, they have to read all the articles of the Rabash and so on. Do you have a list of the rules of how to behave in a ten and so on? If you have this kind of methodology, then you have to study. You should teach it to the newcomers before they go into the tents, and then. So it's always also as a framework of receiving the newcomers, because our entire group is in tents. Women say that there are women that are constantly leaving tents, certain tents. Right? Women can't stand tents. For this, they have to be very advanced. Women that can already rise above themselves. And what to do in the current situation? If you want to work in the ten, go ahead. And if you don't, no problem. Their ego is those that work in the ten, their ego stops being like a female ten, you know, like a woman corporeally wise. There's this woman, that woman, I have my own ego, she has her ego, meaning all of these female feelings, they're natural, you can't get rid of them. But maybe she rose a bit above it. Can a ten decide to banish someone or not to accept someone? This is a very radical decision. It's possible, but only to the extent to which they've decided on it and they discussed it and tried to several times to accept that person. And if it really doesn't work, you have to inform that person that there's no place for her. And if there is a new woman and she's on fire, but somehow she can't find her place in the ten, let her be absorbed bit by bit, gradually. The main thing is for her not to harm. And if a person has a desire for more than that, then great, like a kid at home. You have to work with them a bit and so on. In tens, all the women are active on different levels. According to their own circumstances. And the question is, how do you draw the friends deeper in? I don't mind what kind of ten, whatever ten it is, I can participate in it right now. And for now, this is my ten. Maybe in 2 hours, I'll be in a different ten, and that'll be my ten. It doesn't matter who I'm sitting with. These people or those people. These are my girlfriends, and that's it. We have a mutual goal. That's that. If, suppose, there are 15 people in a ten, but there are only 3 or 4 active, and women are saying that they don't have enough work, should they remain in that ten? Or should they move to a stronger ten? It doesn't matter. Every day can be anew, something different. Does one 10 have to support another 10? 100%. Necessitated to even mix and support and have mutual meals and integrate with one another and so on. Do not take the 10 as something rigid, steady. Later you'll understand the spiritual structure. The spiritual structure has nothing to do with one face or another. Can one 10 help another 10 become guarantors? Yes, help, yes. Become guarantors, no. Not to be a guarantor. Let's put that aside. Let's put this word aside. What should I invest in? My 10 or the connection between the 10s? Put in your maximum efforts and the connection within between the 10 and the whole. Women say that after the Congress there is a strong desire to be integrated in the group like it was in your own 10. It'll pass. During the rotation of the 10s, what do you do with smaller groups? You don't need any rotations. What you have is what you have. 4, 5, 10 women. That's it. Work. About the confusion between working in the group and working in the 10. In what way should we build it? What is the essence of the work in the group and in the 10? What does working in the group mean? What do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean by working in the group. What is a group? A group consists of 10. This is our spiritual work. Besides that, whether it's some physical work, to wash the place, do something in the kitchen, pay something. This is what you mean by work in the group. Administrative work. Everyone has to participate on an equal level.
Тут поправляют это люди, которые задали вопрос о том, что сейчас, когда группа...
The meaning of the question is that today, when they're mixed tens, so women's tens decide on something, and the men's tens, they decide between them on different other things, and there's no connection between them. So what do you want from me? It's wrong. A 10 discusses only its spiritual questions in order to unite into one spiritual entity. This is the only goal. After the Congress, there are many duties for women, and they're asking whether to continue or find a different exercise. What do you mean? Every day there were tens from Los Angeles, Moscow, Tel Aviv were on duty together. What do you mean by on duty? The 10 on duty, the 10 that's responsible for a certain day. I don't know about that. The 10 on duty, today 26, tomorrow the 20. What we did in the men's group. Yes, the women did the same in parallel. So they're asking, do we continue with this exercise? The main thing for us now is to prepare ourselves for the Kiev Congress and then for the North and South American Congresses. And alongside with it, obviously, we will scrutinize additional, how do you call it? Qualities. Every day we had a certain quality that we used to scrutinize. Suppose patience, this or that kind of work regarding the Creator. Maybe we'll find a few more such necessary things and we'll learn, we'll study. We'll study these things, but actually, one way or another, these are texts. And this is what we thought about what we have to do in order to prepare ourselves for the Congress to go through these different attributes. But now we have to study all our other Kabbalistic writings, including tests that we've neglected a bit. We have to dedicate an entire hour for it. But also regarding questions in the tens. Women had a question. The men, they prepared themselves. They prepared to... They prepared for their duty. So, what should women do? What did you do till now? Everyone realized the duty, the exercise that was given. We also did the Ramchal exercise, maybe some other exercise, raise a friend's mood in the ten. And the women are asking, do we need to add something, or do we only support the men, and we think about them so they will fulfill their role? Actually, that's the most important thing in a woman's group. Supporting the men's group is the most important thing. That is the women's work. And in everything that has to do with the organization around the men's group, it really has to be the work of the women. And besides that, you have to organize yourself for it. And for this, you need the tents and maybe different kinds of meetings and so on and so forth. But the main thing is to focus on the men's group. Read the Torah. It says there that when they were around Mount Sinai, there were the men, and around them, the women. And this way, they advanced. It tells us both regarding a person himself, when he has the aspiration for the Creator, and that's the beginning, and that's the male part, and the women that gather around the men are the inner part, and around them, the women.
You recommended to read tests from time to time as a way to balance oneself. Does it apply also for a woman? The same goes for the Zohar. Should women read the Zohar individually and together?
Во время конгресса вы порекомендовали читать Талмуд и Сорасферот время от времени, чтобы себя уравновешивать, успокаивать.
Это также относится и к Зору, и к Тейлим.
И относится ли это, вопрос, относится ли это к женщинам тоже?
Да, почему нет? Да, и к женщинам.
Yes, of course, why not? But both for men and women, but again, there are also men that can't stand tests, and there are such women that it's the other way around, that they like digging there, and it's a wonder. So I recommend Zohar, first or second part, or the last part. We have 12 books. There's the very first and the very last. The first we already finished. We went through the entire first volume. And now we went to the last volume. And, of course, we'll read everything. Every evening, three times a week, something like that. We have the Zohar lessons. We also have Friday. And maybe we'll do it also on Shabbat. You have to acknowledge the Zohar. It gives a good ascent, a good feeling. It warms up. It's interesting. It's like a cushion. There's something good about it. That's the Zohar. It's something very... Tess is something completely different. It's when a person starts feeling the spiritual world. He starts feeling it through his inner qualities. And there, all these qualities were weighed, considered, written down. Meaning that when a person starts feeling the upper world, he is capable of finding inside himself what changes about him, what does he feel. You'll feel it yourself, how much Tess is unique. Like, I can come to some expert and tell him I have anxiety. He'll measure me. he'll take he'll run some tests and say you have this or that, and they'll give me some medicine, and suddenly I won't feel any more anxiety. So I feel it on the emotional level, and he measures it on his measuring instrument. So what's the difference? Only the way a person grasps it. Therefore, our spiritual feelings are registered by the Kabbalists. Bala Sulam wrote them this way, but it was also done before him. These things were written down even before him. And therefore, we can restore them, describe these feelings, write about them, feel, and so on. Meaning, it's a list of all those states, of all of our inner states, according to which effort of mine do I feel some kind of a manifestation of the Creator within me. So, we'll discover it for us. But the articles, the letters of Rabash, of Bala Sulam, these are things that we have to know. It's actually also something that we do. And to continue the question, should we read these texts on our own, or how? Zohar? No, you can read it individually too. You can also read any Kabbalistic text individually. You have to repeat our morning lessons together. Women can't work with us in the same hours. They do it in a different time. So it's preferable for a few women to connect at that time. When, I don't know, whatever time's convenient, they connect on the computer and read something together, meaning they listen to the men's lesson together and go into the work in the tents, or suppose these aren't tents, there are three or four women there. Thank you very much. And now I'd like to ask questions from the hall, if there are any. So girls, go ahead. Don't be shy.
A question about dissemination. Well, you said that dissemination is much more beneficial and even very important for women. And now earlier
much more important. It's more important for women to disseminate than it is for men. This should be clear.
Mushi gave a presentation where he stated that because of lack of resources, the focus right now from Bnei Baruch is not on integral education anymore, but more on disseminating Kabbalah. I'm from Europe, I'm from the Netherlands, and I must say that when we did integral education, we were quite successful. We had a lot of projects. But since we are focusing on Kabbalah and Jewish dissemination, we have less... Oh, translation? Oh, okay. Okay. We have... we hardly disseminate anymore. We couldn't get campuses to work. We couldn't find the entrance to the Jewish communities in the Netherlands. And since the women are strong in Europe, and I have the feeling that integral education in Europe is really needed. So I was wondering, this situation of this idea of lacking resources for integral education, is this more in Israel, or I don't know.
Я переведу. Значит, вы сказали, что распространение очень важно, и перед конгрессом муж делал нам презентацию проектов предприятия, и было сказано, что приоритетные проекты — это распространение Каббалы. Я Дона из Нидерландов, из Голландии, и могу сказать... Да, распространение Каббалы не интегрального образования, воспитания. Я из Европы, и мы когда-то занимались очень сильно, интенсивно именно интегральным воспитанием и образованием, и тогда мы очень успешно, у нас было очень много проектов. А когда нам это закрыли, и мы начали заниматься, то есть приоритеты изменились, и мы стали концентрироваться на распространении каббалы и еврейском распространении, то у нас перестало получаться. То есть очень-очень тяжело привести людей в кампус, и очень тяжело добраться до евреев. И вот вопрос, что все-таки может быть для Европы приоритетнее это интегральное образование.
Вполне возможно. У меня такой вопрос другой.
Very possible. It's very possible. I only have a question, one question. What do you achieve as a result of the integral education, that among yourselves you'll have people that speak a bit nicer to each other? What do you give them? That they have to gather and smile to each other? I don't know what you mean by integral education.
Well, the wisdom of connection, you know, what we give them is indeed the sense that life feels at least a bit more easy if you connect above your own opinion, or so we don't mention the words Kabbalah.
Я понимаю, что Каббалу невозможно распространять.
I understand that it's impossible to disseminate Kabbalah, and I didn't mean Europe by it. So actually, we advertise Kabbalah, that we teach Kabbalah for whomever it's interesting, but it's for a very small quantity of people. But there won't be any progress as a result for the world. To tell you the truth, I don't know. Also, Bala Sulam didn't know. Neither did Bala Sulam. We simply have to do something. We have to search in what ways can we reach an egoistic person and somehow tell him that if you don't do it, then you simply drown in a swamp. A dead-end swamp. Now there's the internet. On the internet there are millions, 2, maybe 3 million, and we can simply sit and throw into the internet, shoot into the internet, clips and tweets and everything and anything, and really fill the internet with Kabbalah to make it so that it will be known all over. And this way, who knows, go and tell children something. It won't give anything. This is my opinion. Truth is that I don't know. The world's changing, and correspondingly, it can also change in our direction. But it seems to me that the entire future, a person's spiritual state, is on the internet. And this is where we have to head. And for this, we have the understanding, the hands, the legs, the languages, the everything. We have to get organized. We have to organize the groups, serious groups, to write, to disseminate. But all this has to go through, it has to be examined by serious people, all of these materials. And we have to understand on whose behalf are we doing it, in the name of whom. If it's on behalf of Bnei Baruch, then it has to pass through a very serious examination. Hello, dear Rav. I'm from Turkey. My friends asked me to ask you a question. In the tens, we annul ourselves. And there's the rule of don't do to others what you hate. What can we do so that no friend will forget about this rule and will act correspondingly. Talk about it all the time. You can't do, there's no other way. You have to raise the importance for it. Huh? Hello, Rav. During the Zohar lesson, or when they hold the intention, you feel the text like it's your husband. Is that normal? Very normal that you have such thoughts, that it's like the connection with your husband. Question from Canada. Should we keep the same tens? No, I already said many times. Any ten, you can have one ten in the morning, different ten in the evening. Okay, another question. Is it important to focus now on dissemination on the internet, or should we do physical work? I don't know what kind of physical work you have. Now we have only connected wisdom, which is dissemination for Jews. If it's dissemination for Jews, it's important, because unfortunately this part of humanity withholds a spiritual charge which is necessary to yank out of them. Another thing is, the Kabbalah campuses, aside from these two forms of dissemination, you have to share and getting permission.
This is a question from Guadalajara, Mexico.
I'm Jessica from Guadalajara, Mexico. I have a question on behalf of the Spanish CLI. Latino American, Spanish CLI.
In addition to what you already explained, what are the practical actions that we need to implement as women?
Para lograr la garantía mutua entre nosotras.
To achieve mutual guarantee between us.
Y así pasar nuestra carencia al grupo de hombres.
And pass on our hisaron, our lack, to the men's group.
Hey, Norma, can you repeat just the question, because it was a statement?
Can you please repeat?
¿Qué acciones?
What are the practical actions that we need to put into practice?
Могут дойти до поручительства.
Так же, как и мужчины. Нет отдельно
прописано ничего. Отдельно от женщины, отдельно для мужчин. There's nothing that's different for men and for women. If you read what Darvut is, Matan Torah, these articles, then you saw there isn't any specific saying about men or women separately. Again, in spirituality, there's no such concept as men or women. There's the female or male parts of the soul. So in spirituality, it doesn't matter if I'm a man or a woman. In spirituality, it does not matter what my body is. There's no body there. There are ten sefirot. Yes. Toronto are now disseminating in prisons. Should we go to prisons? Or that the wardens and so on will do it themselves? I don't know. I think that the internet is the best investment. But there's no internet in jails. No, I'm not talking about jails specifically, but I'm saying that if you can work on the internet, you don't have to go out in any way. Okay, another question. We have two Zooms, the European Zoom, when we gather for the workshops. We have Israel and Europe there, and anyone who can connect. And there's also the US Zoom, where there are only the US women that connect. Is it possible to connect it together? Is it good to connect it together? Connect, don't connect, doesn't matter. How can I understand these things that I don't understand anything about? You know, these are questions that I'm not a part of this. We have to say about the Zoom during the morning lesson. I don't know what the Zoom is. I don't know what this program is, and I don't want to know, because I can't understand what I don't understand, and I'm not intending to understand this. I'll leave in a moment, and you can do it.
Как так получается, что десятка проделывает огромную работу по объединению?
How is it that the ten does serious work in connection, and then suddenly someone finds himself not on the boat? It's very natural. That's how it's going to be. What is the first question that a person has to ask himself before going into the ten? I don't know if a man or a woman are asking this. I can't fight with you. A man that's a part of a ten has to know. There has to be a mutual desire to annul the egoistic I, to connect with others, achieve one mutual desire. It's not a male desire or a female desire, but it's a spiritual desire. And I and all the others, it's no longer going to be me and the others, but it's going to be we. It'll be our mutual we. This how we'll feel the Creator, otherwise we won't. So it's clear? So disconnect from your I. There's no such thing in spirituality. The moment I hear we,
какой вопрос должен задать себе человек перед тем, как войти в десятку?
Another question. What should a person ask himself before he goes into the ten?
Здравствуйте, Раф. У меня вопрос из Нью-Йорка.
Rabbi, I have a question from New York. There's a question. What can the ten do if someone in the ten, a certain woman, is asking for help all the time? She's going through complicated states, depression, and she's all the time asking for the ten to think about her. What should she do? What should the ten do? Send her to a shrink. I'm telling you seriously, if she has these different states all the time, she should go to the doctor. Each one of us has these different kinds of states, but she's not in a state where she can participate in the 10, and she's all the time depressed, then she should go to the doctors. Maybe it's an illness. Today there are many such things.
Yeah, this is a question from the North American CLI, the Women CLI, and I saw that the other women also in the world have the same question. This is especially after the Congress and in preparation of the chain of Congresses in the coming months.
Это особенно важно после Конгресса и перед предстоящей цепочкой Конгрессов.
What do you expect from the Women CLI after the new degree achieved during the Congress?
Что вы ожидаете от женского CLI, особенно после прошедшего Конгресса?
Maybe something we haven't done yet or have done insufficiently to support the men.
А может быть мы чего-то еще не доделали или мы можем
что-то... Мы еще очень много не доделали.
There are many things that we didn't do, especially the women, not only the men. So I hope that the women will start seriously supporting the men's group, and the men will correspondingly dedicate the different options that come along. And demand, not because you're women, you're demanding attention, not because of that, but because you're a group and you need certain conditions. Not because it's a women's group, because this is another group and another group. And demand for yourself certain conditions. This, yes. This is allowed. Demand, right, ask, and we'll try to arrange it. But don't wave that you're women, that we have something special. You don't have anything special. Everyone has the same egoism.
Вот оторвитесь от него, какой бы он у вас ни был, и тогда мы пойдем дальше вперед.
Whatever happens, happens. We'll meet at the Kiev Congress, physically or virtually. Everything's going to be fine. We're with you. Hold on.
Спасибо.